honor that God has blessed me with. To God be the glory for the great things that he has done. And remember, this is a family that we are, no matter what.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. Hey, y'all. How y'all doing? Zeb, you there?
Hey,
what's
hey.
Going on, girl?
Same thing is going every Monday. Nothing.
Nothing.
I got a... Well, I mean, you got something going on, though.
What you talking about?
Your baby.
Oh, Lord.
It's only... a Marine.
Oh, my Lord. Man,
he's officially a Marine.
Yeah, he called me just a few minutes ago. Well, I ain't gonna say a few minutes, about an hour ago. And he was like, okay, Mama, I'm headed to the I'm finna go get on the plane. Then he was at the airport. Now Quaylen has never traveled before. He has never been on a plane before. Moan and Maury have traveled. Quaylen was more at home. So this is like, he's like, man, it's a train at the airport. I'm like, yeah. You know? So I'm saying, okay. But he's ready, you know. They told us they were going to take him through some you know, they try to trip you up and try to disqualify you before they get you on the plane to San Diego. And he passed that test. So Now he when he gets to San Diego, he ain't gonna be able to use that cell phone. So he is just making a call before he get there.
I know a few Marines, and I spoke to one, and he said that once he gets there, he's going to be allowed to make a phone call to his family. I'm here. I made it. I'm fine. And then it's completely shut down for 15 weeks.
Yep, that's right. That's right. That's right. And the lady that was filling recruiter was filling us all in yesterday about it, and she was just saying, even if they get a call while they're in boot camp, they can't call and get into like some conversation like they at home. They're gonna have to say something. They're gonna say their name, their rank, and you know. And she was like, you need to yell out everything you can yell out right at that moment, because once he hang up, that's it. So it's like he can't get into no conversations and all that kind of stuff. Cause
right.
I was like, oh, my Lord. I had to let Sister Cook driving to the hotel because I just couldn't. I was like, uh-uh. Because I'm going to be one of them mamas that's like, well, I'm going to be all in tears, and he don't need that. I say, Sister Cook, you got it? She say, I got it. So
Sister Cook always got it.
Yeah, she got it. She got it.
Sister Cook always got it. Boy, when I tell you that little short woman come through in the clutch.
Yeah, she do. I'm sitting in the living room. I'm like, I'm like, we're going to take him up to the hotel. The closer it got time to do it, I was like, Mama, I'm going to need you to, because I ain't going to make it. So I was just sitting there. Now, they did warn us that to always answer every phone call. Now, that's just going to be a little hard for me, but I'm going to go ahead and do it, right? I got to answer every phone call because you never know what number they're going to call. He's going to call from.
Right.
All that avoiding weird numbers is out.
Yeah, at least until you get his phone call. Then you can go back to that.
Yeah, exactly. But it's exciting. They didn't let him. He couldn't take nothing. He couldn't take nothing with him but his ID, three pair of socks, the clothes he had on his back.
And an address book, huh?
An address, well, all of that was like optional. The address book and the religious book was optional. But they couldn't take nothing. None of the Social Security card pictures in the wallet. They had to enter their whole wallet, with everything out of it. And keep the ID and the recruiters, three of the recruiters cards. That's it.
Well, it's definitely going to be a change for him. It's going to be something different. And I have every bit of faith in his strength, because my nephew's swole. Girl, he walked like he's 5 feet wide and his arms all wide, like he got to turn sideways to walk through doors and stuff. And I'm like, Quaylet,
really? For real? But I told Moan, I said, he ain't going to have no problem with not calling, because he in Houston, he was barely calling. You know, he barely called anybody. He'd be all over the place. But, you know, he called when he feel like he need to let people know he all right. So he basically... they didn't tell him to do something he wasn't already doing. So, his recruiter seemed very, very proud of him and everything, and said that he worked hard. He had to lose a little weight. You know, that quarantine weight tried to sit on him. So he had to lose a little weight.
Yeah.
He met that goal, and then his run time came in good. And then they talked to him about how much money he would be making or whatever, because they do get paid to be at boot camp. And because, you know, like some moms, try to get supplies and stuff together to send to the kids, but she was letting them know they're well taken care of. She was letting us know they're well taken care of. The only thing we need to do is make sure that we write, make sure that we are writing letters and stuff like that to keep them encouraged through the whole boot camp. Because she said the physical,
physical is not. That's what I was getting at. I have no doubt in his physical state, but his mental state, being away from home and not being able to talk to anybody and all that stuff, and the one of my friends that I was speaking with, he said boot camp initially is good until that last 2 weeks. That's when they really, you know, they hone in that, you know, no sleep, very little sleep, you know, extreme workouts and, you know, all of that stuff. So that's when he's going to need that mental stability the most. So, but I told him to write me as soon as he get where he's going to be.
Yeah.
Or I guess he'll have to write you, and then you send everybody his address, and then we write him that way.
I got to talk to, I'm going to have another little meeting with everybody, because it's a way that we can all do it to where he gets the letters quicker. So we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about all of that, because it's a certain way we have to do things to get him his letters. So,
okay.
And he going to need them. So.
Yeah.
All right, y'all, welcome to the show. So we got a Marine in the family. We just trying to make sure he make it through boot camp with his head on right. Yeah. So. Anyway, so what's going on? So let's see. What topics do we have? Now, last week was something else. Now, last week's show was something else, I'm telling you. It was.
Yeah.
So this week, now, I'm gonna say this because, and this is a little bit of celebrity gossip.
Oh, Lord.
But I'm going to throw it out here and just see where this conversation goes. Okay. So I was in my Facebook news feed, not the feed where everybody is, whatever. I'm talking about they got a news feed on Facebook, right? And it had on there, at first I thought it was fake news, like our corona-carrying president call it fake news, but there was too many reports on it, and I googled it, and it popped up on a lot of blogs that P. Diddy, Sean Puffy Combs, Puff, whatever his name is, whichever one of you, Puff Daddy, was caught about 20 years ago. This is one of the things I feel like, since it was 20 years ago, it's irrelevant, but since we have it in the news, that a girl walked in on Puff and Al B. Shore, because ain't that Christopher Williams? Al B. Shore in the middle of...
Denise, what are you about? Something that I just really don't want to hear.
Yeah, so close your ears. It's a man-on-man action. Now, the reason I brought that up is because it was 20 years ago, and it amazes me how people, and I think that people do this kind of stuff, or bring, that's Quaylen, y'all. Then go ahead and talk, and let me see what Quaylen talks about, and I will be right back. All right.
Okay, y'all. I really don't know where she was going with that, so I don't exactly know where to go with it, but if you're on and you want to just do a shout-out, please press 1, and we can get you in. She was, I guess that was my nephew calling, so she had to make sure everything was good with him, but I'm glad that everyone who is on listening tonight. I really can't see who all is here because usually Janice
does the majority of it.
But I'm hoping my girls are on tonight, and a few of my siblings are on tonight.
Yeah, I'm watching.
As well as a few friends that I also sent the radio show's number to. So are you back, Jenny?
Okay. Yeah, I'm back.
Is everything good?
Yeah, he was letting me know they boarding the plane. He's been boarding the plane.
Oh.
So he had to put in his last phone call, you know.
Yeah.
So he get on that plane.
Yeah.
Oh, well, if you're out there and y'all hear something you want to chime in on, all y'all do is press 1, and it's on and pop locking.
Okay,
now,
but
back to this topic. So, my problem with this whole revelation from a lady.
It was 20 years ago.
It was 20 years ago. And she said that the girl was upset because when she walked in the room, they didn't stop what they were doing, and they told her that Puff told her later on that this is what he's, what did he say? He's a boss or something, some kind of twisted mess about he's in control, and if he can get a man to do this, then he didn't. My thing is, first of all, what went down that made you think that 20 years, you can bring up something from 20 years ago and people really care about it right now? I'm just saying, there's folk right now in this world, this lifetime, that do this kind of stuff. Listen, I'm 43. If you knew something about me when I was 13 or 20 or 20, 23, just keep it. I mean, write it.
Yeah,
write it in a journal.
20 years ago.
Because if you tell me about it, I'm probably going to say, you know what? I don't even remember that, but okay. What was I? What was I doing? You know, I don't see the relevance. And I don't feel like it's a lot of people gossiping about it and putting it out there like it's a real big topic of discussion. But I feel like this, anything that's 20 years old is just what it is, 20 years old.
Yeah.
What you think, Sarah?
But in most cases, I mean, you mad because they didn't acknowledge you?
Crazy.
I mean, and what are you, and really the reason people do a lot of things they do now for things like that is for money, you know.
For money.
You give me this,
exactly.
I'm going to say this, or I'll give somebody this story, you know, so I can get paid for, you know what I'm saying? So it's just, it's crazy.
Yeah, and then, just like you said, I knew when the lady said, because I watched it on YouTube, like three different videos of it on YouTube, to hit, because I like to see people's face when they sharing this so-called news, because it ain't news. She called it a story. And, you know, when we were coming up, when you called something a story,
it was
usually
a lie.
That's all I'm saying.
Because if we said lie, we'd probably get hit in the mouth.
Yeah, we probably wouldn't have any original teeth today.
Yeah.
Crystal, you on here with us, girl?
Yeah, she on, but I think it's noisy where she is.
Oh, she might have muted. Okay.
Hey, yes, I got a lot of background noise. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah, it's a lot of background noise. It's probably.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, we were talking about how people do. Yeah, we hear you.
No, I'm talking about the noise.
Vaguely. I vaguely hear it.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's that talking about?
Yeah. So we were talking about how people bring up stuff from your past to try to
and
get
why?
Some kind of payoff. Yeah, to some type of payoff, you know, it's ridiculous.
Well, payoff to keep you quiet?
In regards to celebrities right now. But, I mean, it could be anybody.
Yeah, really.
I say expose yourself. Whatever they're trying to get money for, just don't tell everybody.
Yeah. Because everybody
knows
you have to keep saying them.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you know what? It's kind of like an event in my life. I said, okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to be one to tell it. Because that's exactly what you have to do. First of all, what this lady around here talking about is completely irrelevant. I mean, for real. And then if she was going to expose something of that nature, she should have did it way back when people were homophobic or when people were, they got a new saying called fluid, you know. So it's not really, she's not really destroying anything.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because you got so much happening in this world. Now, she should have said something like, Puffy got 8 toes. You know, he got 8 toes, and he was born by the river in a little tent or something, you know, and put the pictures out there or something. You know, you saying something that nobody really cares about, which is usually what people do. But like I say, she probably got paid by whoever decided it was a worthwhile story. She probably just got paid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this corona hitting everybody, you know. So no telling.
Maybe it just affected her in a different way.
Right. Mentally. That's retarded. But and other news. Your president has COVID.
You really?
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
It was all on the news. At first, I didn't think it was really.
I
was watching the news.
I seen it on the news. I just don't believe
it.
Or if I believe
it,
there's some real fishy about the whole situation.
Well, you know, hey, I'm not sure. I don't know. That man might have something of the COVID nature.
I'm just not going to come in because, you know.
I mean, it is kind of fishy because they said after 6 days, he's back at the White House. I'm confused.
Oh, yeah, he just made it home.
I thought, you understand me.
What, 14-day quarantine?
It was a 14-day quarantine. That's what I thought. Now, unless, you know.
And then
he
you
got
have to test negative.
Yeah.
Before you can go back to, you know.
You know, he got special rules, so.
He got special rules. Yeah, he's special.
Yeah, those are rules. Those rules are for everybody else. Like, that's not for you at all.
Yeah. That's just me. I just thought I'd throw that out there.
Yeah,
because some type of president. Now, I do want to throw this in there for those of you that are listening. Please go vote, okay? November 3rd is coming, okay? And I need everybody.
Vote early. If you can get out and vote early, vote early.
Yeah.
Vote early.
Cause I always vote early.
Because anybody that you know, ask them if they're registered. I think today's the last day.
Is it?
Today's the last day?
I think so.
If you are
maybe
registered
in certain states.
Get out and vote.
Yeah.
Because if you do not
vote, you
have no right to complain about anything that goes on within our government. And don't just look at the presidency. Vote for your city officials, you know.
Vote
for your city officials, your representatives, you know, just get out and do that.
Yes, because they're the real problem.
So those are the ones that are going to speak for you, are supposed to speak for you on a higher level.
That's true.
And start teaching your children the importance of voting.
Exactly.
The second they come of age, they can vote.
That's right.
At 17, they're sending them to jail. So if they can send them to jail at 17, they need to vote the first chance they get.
That's right. That's right.
Now, let's get into a question. I got a question. I'm going to pose a question. You know, I was going to listen. I'm not going to say that my questions are, I'm just going to ask it. Okay.
Yeah, just ask it.
If, and I've asked this question to the family before, but it was years ago and nobody answered my question. So I'm going to ask this question.
Do I even want to know?
Listen, if the thumb is a thumb and not a finger, is a big toe a thumb?
Oh, Lord.
Okay. That's why you get
that answer. Say that again.
All right, follow me now. Hold your hand up in front of your face. You see what I'm saying? If the thumb is not a finger, is the big toe a toe? And why don't they call, do they call the big toe a toe if they don't call the thumb a big finger? You get what I'm saying? All I'm saying. Just answer my question.
I mean, I would say the big toe is a toe because it's in the name, big toe. So I think your answer is right there.
The not answer far as why is, it's on a foot and not a hand. You don't walk on your hand, so your thumb is not technically needed as a finger. It's a thumb. You walk on your feet. You need your big toe for balance, so it's a toe. It's not something that you can just take off and don't need.
Mm.
None of that made sense. Not even to me when I said it. All I'm saying is, what's the next question?
Okay, another question. Is Shaggy a girl or a boy?
A boy.
Shaggy is
that's
a boy.
This. That's not
okay.
Shaggy is a boy.
What question do you have?
Ask Jessica. Jessica will tell you that Shaggy may not be a boy.
Since Jessica is not on this phone call,
okay,
we're not
going to
bring her in.
That point.
So what we're going to say is, Crystal, ask the next question.
I
have one. Okay.
Yeah,
so
okay. Come back to
you. Last week we were speaking about, you know, dads who had custody of children letting their moms spend time with them and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just say out of the blue one day that absent the parent who has custody of the child calls you and they're like, hey, or messages you and they're like, hey, feel free to come see your child or pick up your child anytime you get ready. And I was wrong for everything that happened in the past and the way I handled things in the past. You know, they need you, and, you know, whenever you get ready, come pick up your child. You know, spend time with your child whenever you want to. Do you, A, ask questions as to why, you know, is this person dying? Are they going through a life-altering deal? Or do they have something going on? Or do you just say thank you and take that opportunity to get to know yourself?
Okay, I'm going to answer that. I say you do say thank you, but you do ask why. I think that's important.
Okay, and why? Why?
Why? Because it's a little suspect.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
I mean, because I feel like you need to know what you're getting into, because just like they just changed their mind, they can flip it and do it again. I mean, I feel like you need clarification. Like, what's going on?
Like, maybe
you know, they said,
like they setting you up or something.
Yeah. I don't know why I don't mean to be so negative about it, but yeah.
Well, I mean,
in this Trump era, you never know.
You never know.
Yeah.
I just feel like, first of all, check yourself. Are you paying your child support? Are you current on your child support? Because they could be saying, come on by, see your child, so they can figure out
you get the
information.
Yeah.
Come on by anytime. Oh, and then you get all excited. You be like, oh, man, I want to come see him this weekend at 8 o'clock, right? And they be like, come on by. Oh,
that
yeah, he's
going to
be
That has to be illegal. Some type of entrapment.
It got to be. Because see if you're current on your child support.
Okay.
Check yourself. Check your records. Then, or they could be just, you never know how people could be ready to put their hands on you, too. They could have a mob over there waiting on you. You have to be careful about these type of situations.
Okay, is there anything positive that you can get out of this? Is all of it negative?
No. The initial excitement, you'd be like, I mean, that's the positive part. Oh, my God, I get to see my child. But I'm saying you still have to be wise with it. You get what I'm saying? Because this person may have found Jesus, but they spent about 25, you know, they spent about, let's say the child is 5 years old. That was 5 years of raising hell. You get what I'm saying? And then a five-minute phone call don't omit the 5 years. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I got to see you for 5+ years, not at the fool. You know what I'm saying? Because that's just the way it is. You set this atmosphere. You set this up, you know?
Yeah.
You know, I want to see some positive with it. I just can't. I just feel, I don't know.
Well,
someone's going on in the...
Well... Okay, that's true too. But at the same time, I mean, you can't just. I can see where you say, yeah, that's all good, but why? I can see that, but if everything that they're doing is showing you that they are sincere about the situation.
Yeah, but you had a phone call.
How long
you didn't
do you say
you had, they had history
do you,
of
do you
showing.
Really have to, let's say that it's been 9 years of hell. Well, do you wait another 9 years before you believe that what they say is true?
I didn't ask the question.
No. See, you jump on in. Just like, you know, those Dutch ropes are going.
Yeah.
You jump on in there. You know, you get in there and you see how it goes. You know, and you walk it out. But you can't just wake up. You can't just get a phone call, right, and say all of a sudden all is well. You know, that thing got to be tested. You know, you got to test that. You know, I can see him at any time. Here I come. No, wait a minute. Not right now. Okay, what? You know, it's just different things. It got to be tested. That's all I'm saying. Now, it'd be different. Now, if you're the one that was acting a fool, okay, and the other one is the one protecting the child, then that's something different. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If I was the one, okay, you call me, and now that I ain't a buffoon no more, or a bozo no more, right, I lay down a bozoism, right, and you call me and you say, listen, I found Jesus. And Jesus told me to forgive you for your buffoonery, right? So, I mean, your bozoism. Okay, because I'm a sudden for your bozoism. So God told me to forgive you for bozoism. So I want you to see your child. Okay, so I'm excited, right? But guess what?
Mm-hmm.
I have to prove to this child. I'm just telling me. I got to prove to the child, not just protect the mother that's protecting, you know, that person has to prove to their child and the custodial parent, right? But they made the right decision to trust me to be right. Because you never know what kind of bozo is, what kind of bozo shenanigans I was. You know what I'm saying? She could have been saying, hey, come pick up your child. I pick the child up, the child come back, you know, clothes too little, clothes dirty, you know, come back cussing and cutting up chairs and, you know, all kinds of stuff. I could have been doing all kinds of stuff to the kid. You know, kid come back, you know what I'm saying, Chucky type, you wake up, the kid looking down at you while you're sleeping, you don't know. They'll tell him what I train that kid to do. So I got to prove.
Wait a minute. In a span of a
she
week.
She went real dark.
Right.
Take her back, Chucky, okay?
I'm just saying. I think it depending on who was the bozo. If the custodial parent was the bozo, then the parent that is coming back into the situation needs to be skeptical. If the absentee parent was the bozo.
So spend time. Do everything that you need to do to spend time. Just keep one eye open. Sleep with one eye open, I should say.
Right.
Especially
don't be
you got
so,
Chucky coming back.
I always expect something to go down.
No, just don't be no fool though. Now with the child, enjoy the time with the kid. But I'm saying with the parent, with that adult, you gotta cover all your bases because it's some foolery going on in this world.
You're right about that.
I ain't gonna lie, if I could find out where the father of my child live at, he'd be paying child support or in jail or something right now. So if I ever call him and say come over for Thanksgiving dinner, he need one eye to be open. Y'all can weigh in at any time. If anybody wants to say something about this topic, what would you do if a custodial parent called you and said, hey, no more fences. Come on, see your child whenever you want to.
Or if the custodial parent just up and called one day and said, you know what, why don't you get your kid for a year? Why don't you get your daughter or your son for a year, for the next school year?
Jesus be offense.
Well, one good thing about it is you don't have to worry about child support.
Well, yeah, that's true.
You can cancel that out for a year.
That's true. It's true. But okay, so you don't have to worry about child support. But you know what's crazy is you got to get to know the child now. You're going to really, you know. And then you never know what kind of emotional damage has been done when it comes to the child as well, you know.
Yeah.
Because no telling
and
what the
right
child
about
was hearing
you
about
you. Know them. Because you've been not all parents are the same.
Yeah.
One parent, the custodial parent, may not even think about the other parent.
Yeah.
Only, you know, when things come along and maybe child support is an issue or something like that. But the other parent, mean and hostile, every time they get the kids, all they do is just rant and rave. And fuss and cuss and talk bad about the other parent,
mm-hmm.
you know, the custodial parent, you know. And to me,
I don't care how bad a parent is, when you're raising children that you had together, that shouldn't be an option. You know what I'm saying? That shouldn't be an issue. Neither parent should downgrade the other parent in front of it. Because I promise you, at some point, the child will learn who their parent is for real. Like, they'll learn the real person behind the face. They'll learn them. They'll figure it out, and you won't have to tell them a word.
Well,
and I can speak on that personally. I had a different experience.
I mean, I had some of the same, but slightly different. I had to immediately, it's kind of like I was doing damage control all the time. But I was a parent that everything be known right then, you know, because I was dealing with a situation where it was a psycho type situation, you know, phone calls, harassment at the job, crazy stuff in front of the kids, you know. It was very important that the truth was on display all the time, and that I was very vocal in it, because the way things was happening was you had one parent in a struggle trying to raise the kids while the other one is calling CPS and doing all kinds of stuff. And that's when we had the answer machine that played out loud. So the kid hit the button on the answer machine. She hears a bunch of cussing and a bunch of stuff. So it was like I have to sit down and I have to do damage control. Now, this is where I think parents go wrong, when parents begin to lie about the other parent. And I'm not talking about for the bad, I'm talking about for the good. They say stuff like, oh, your daddy is just on vacation. There's some parents that do this. Oh, your dad is just, because they feel like it'll help if they embellish. And it does not help. I always believe that you tell children the truth, because children want to have, because look at the cartoons they watch. It's a hero and it's a villain, right? So children are trained early that it has to be a hero and it has to be a villain, right? So you have to be a parent at all times. You have to tell the child the truth at all times. I always told my children, my children's father, you make your own history with your children. I will not lie to them. I will not tell them that you are the greatest thing on earth and you are a king and all that stuff. That is not my job to do that.
Right.
My job is, when they are waiting on you and you don't show up, Sammy, it is not for me to sit down next to them and tell them some grandiose story or lie. You have to tell your children the truth. I didn't say go on some type of banter about out of your anger and your personal issues with that person. I'm saying tell them the truth. I'm going to tell y'all, I would dial the number and put him on the phone, not with me, with the child. And let that child say, Daddy, I was waiting on you. And then let you say whatever you were going to say. You make your own history with your child. As they got older, I didn't have to carry all that extra, you chose them over me and all that, and you lied to me, Daddy. No. They were in the present. They were there with, you know, because sometimes we put our children over here and say, well, let them be kids. They are being kids. But when they become adults, they don't know how to function in relationships. They don't know how to deal with different issues that hit their life. They don't know how to deal, you know, the dad shows up, you know. I might testify a little later, but anyway. All I'm saying is I handled it a little different. I told the truth. Sometimes I want to say this piece of, you know, out of my own stuff, but I couldn't do that. I had to say
right.
exactly what it is without all that extra drama on the end of it.
Right.
And then one day the child comes to you and say, Daddy did this, Mama. I can't believe it, and they hurt. So now I can hug them. I can help them through the truth instead of a bunch of falsehood, you know.
Right.
So anyway.
Right.
Yeah, I am. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Crystal, you see that?
I think
yes,
it is loud.
Yeah,
oh.
It's loud. They got louder.
Oh.
Can you hear
them?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah.
No, can you hear them?
Oh. Yeah. I hear the TV.
Yeah, we're watching Fox.
Yeah, but that's a good conversation. I think a lot of parents need to have, and it's a lot of women and men in that situation right now, and they need to know how to handle that conversation, and they don't know how to handle it. They think that they're supposed to react and raise that child up out of their own emotion, and that's not good. You have to be able to go in a room, get yourself together, come back out, and stay neutral. You see what I'm saying? But
right,
stay honest, you know. And I think sometimes people take it too far when they say, like you said, it plain. Don't badmouth the other parent. But
right.
At the same time, you have to you can't shield the child, because what will happen is you set yourself up for a very rebellious kid. You really, really do. you set yourself up. So it's very, very, it's like a sensitive thing. You have, and then each child is different. Children are can handle
more
and
sensitive.
Some children, yeah, are more sensitive. Mhm.
Yeah.
Because I know I heard one of my daughters in a conversation with her dad. I was like, he had lied to her or something. And she was like, who you think you lying to? I was like, oh Lord. But that's the history he made of her.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So. Anytime he lied to her, she knows he's lying, she called him to the carpet on it, you see. But
yeah.
And he can't say you sound like your mama, because that's the history he made with her from when she was a kid. So now with her being an adult, he has to do what he's supposed to do, or when she sees it, she's going to call it.
She holds him accountable.
Yeah, she holds him accountable. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
do we have any other single parent advice on the line anywhere? Anybody want to chime in?
Just press one, and you can speak on it.
Do we have any music today? So somebody chimed in?
Nope, nobody chimed in. So let's see what kind of music we got on the switchboard. See what we got.
Did you get any more music from Marcel Casanova off of his new album, Country?
No, haven't received any more.
Oh, I have to. I'll see.
Yeah, we'll work on that for
Southern Love 2 is
is going to be
Oh, go ahead.
Mm-mm.
What are you saying, Janice?
No, I'm listening. I'm listening to music. All right.
Okay.
Well, let's play some music, and when we come back from who? I heard somebody.
Oh, I don't think so. Not on my end.
Right.
Did you see something?
Uh-uh. All right, y'all. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to go ahead and wrap up this topic and wrap up the show because it's going to be the last part of the show. So we'll be right back. This is 5926 Central with the Cook Girl, and this is Billy Cook, a certified player.
I will never lose because my money is long. But if you step to me wrong, then I need some. So get gone. I'm a player, certified. Women step up to my ride like I got something to hide. Hop inside. And you're rolling with the billionaire. When I pull up to the club, haters must be well. Look at me now. Clean just dipped in black. Honey, stop up in the back about the six is max. Nigga, really smoking, feeling superstar like Billy. Playing my cards, I never losing. And that's on the really. What's the dealing? I'm all in and I'm acting the fool. YG up in the place. So much ice, we cool. Here's the rule. All dicks on me. Push out a table three. Come on, everybody rock with a G. Damn, boy, the name. Third time's the game. I'ma stay the same. Cause ain't a damn thing. Same player, play on.
I'm just a player. Players wanna be. Living that lavish life. Platinum diamond ring. While I'm rolling love to glove. Being crazy, never knew. The honey's a catalyst with me. The whole damn sound crew play on.
Yeah.
Welcome back, welcome back. This is 5926 with the Truth Girls. And awesome topic tonight. What do you do when you receive that call? Hey, you can come see your child. I'm not going to trip. Come on by. Anytime you feel like it, go ahead. Feel the relationship. I ain't going to get in the way. What do you do? And what's the best advice, you know, when it comes to being a single parent and you have, and what kind of discussion do you have when it comes to your child, the father or the mother, whoever the absentee parent is? What is your parenting style? What is your conversations with your child? How do you stay neutral, you know? And how important is it for you to handle that with kid gloves according to the personality of the child? Because all the, you know, some people try to say, well, it works for one, works for the other, but it really doesn't. My mother had 8 children, okay? And I'm telling you right now, she does not treat everybody the same, you know. Some of us, some children may think that the parents should treat everybody the same, but everybody has different personalities, and it just wouldn't work. If she tried, it wouldn't work. So,
yeah.
You know, I wish she was on here because she could really, you know, help some folks understand. She wasn't a single parent. She was just a parent of 8.
Yes,
yeah. Baby.
And you love them all the same, but you love them all the same, but you handle them differently according to their personalities and their, you know, your child.
Yeah.
You know, you know your children. You know how you can say something to one and they're completely fine with it, take it with a grain of salt and keep it moving. You say the same thing to another one, and they need therapy.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just, you love them all the same, but you learn them, and then you handle them differently.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
At the end of the day, don't lie to them, period.
Period. My God. Jesus. Ooh, don't
you know.
Do it. Don't do it. And don't let your anger get in there and make you think that it's okay to lie to them. Or you get mad at the absent parent and decide, I'm gonna get between you and your child. You can't do that.
I'm gonna take away what's important to you.
Right. Right. Use it as a weapon. Well, y'all. Awesome show today. I'm excited about it. I'm excited about next show. We probably will carry on the topic for the first half of the next show. I'm going to go ahead. And one more chance. Anybody want to say anything, you feel free. Press 1. And if you want to just give a shout out to your aunts, to your aunts, if you just want to give a shout out to us on the show, you can just press 1. Uh-oh, I think I went fishing.
Hello.
All right, call us. Hello.
Hey, this is Jayla. I just wanted to say I love y'all and I love the show.
Look out, Jayla.
Hey, Jayla.
Hey, sweetie. Okay, I'm driving, so I got to get off. Put
really?
My phone down.
Really?
Okay.
Bye, Jayla.
Love
okay,
y'all.
Bye-bye. I mean, okay. Love you too. Say, say.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, that was wonderful. That was wonderful. Okay.
And
so,
then, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Oh, I was just, whenever we're on the air, me and all of my babies are in a group text messaging thing that usually goes on all day. And when we're on the air, it's just back and forth. They are faithful listeners to the show. Mm-hmm. So every Monday night They're all on. Two of them at least are at work.
Mm-hmm.
But they're listening just on mute.
Yeah. Yeah.
On their headphones and stuff, but yeah, so that they kill me with it. So the whole time our message thing is like going crazy. Where they want to talk, but they can't because they at work.
They at work. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Simone told me today, oh my God, Mom, I'm glad you reminded me. She's the one that schedules all the shows. And I'm glad you reminded me. I got to be on there tonight. I'm like, oh God. Because when Jalen and Jamea are talking, and they enjoying the conversation, and I don't have no information from the show, I'm like, girl. You know. Okay, girl. You need to keep up with 5926. Now, we have a new page up.
Okay.
And it's under construction on Facebook. It's 5926 Central. And all of the hosts can post different whatever you want to post, and we look for. You can message us. You can if it's a topic you would like for us to talk about, you can drop that topic on our page or inbox us. If you just want to talk with one of the hosts, you can just drop a name and say, "Well, I need to talk to them. I relate to what she's saying. I need to talk." Talk with her, maybe she can message her or whatever. Whatever you need, go ahead. And the page is up, but it's under construction. Okay? So it's 5926 Central with the Cook Girls. So I have enjoyed the show tonight. So we can go ahead and sign off. Krista, you got anything else you want to say before we sign off tonight?
No, nothing else, but I'll see you next week. I'll be listening next week on the call. Yeah.
Okay, go ahead and drop the website and everything for Mahogany Girl.
Okay, so my website is mahoganygirls.com. I sell pre-sketch canvases. And that's it.
Okay, so what's on the site?
What do you mean?
Okay. What are you offering on the site? What are you?
On the site, yeah.
What
Will
you see
when
you go on the site?
You will see the different images that I offer, and when you go into listing, you see the different sizes they come in. You can get to purchase the canvas by itself, or you can purchase a canvas with a paint kit. The colors that you can choose from are all listed.
Awesome.
So if you want to do like a paint party or something, that's where we would go to.
Paint party. Whether you want to do a paint party, want it for a gift or just for you, just something for you to do at home. It doesn't necessarily have to be a paint party. Yeah.
Okay.
And it's something for a dope paint kit, so.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds great. We'll be should be posting a link for Mahogany Girl Studio on our 5926 Central page. And we also will be posting more about Marcel Casanova, more about My Gospel Soul Radio. And we also have a niece that does candles. So we'll be posting about her business on there as well. She does candle bingo, I guess you can call it. And when I tell you, she has some beautiful, good-smelling candles, and you need to get one for your home. The holidays are coming, and they make great gifts, just like with Mahogany Girl Studio. Christmas is coming. Thanksgiving is coming. What better way to bring a family together than with some paint? See who can draw the new paint.
And don't forget Sister Cook's puzzle.
And Tesra's puzzle, T-E-S-R-A, puzzle, okay? On Facebook, she has a page as well. We'll be sharing all of these links on the 5926 Central page, okay? So make sure you follow us. Make sure you get into what
this Cook family is doing. We got all kinds of businesses, all kinds of things to offer. We even have a photographer. Listen, and some of y'all got Christmas coming up. You got all kinds of special events coming up, weddings, anniversaries, all kinds of stuff. We have a photographer for you, okay? So hopefully we'll get him on here one night or on a special show and get to talking about what he does and what he offers. So, Sam, can you share the name of the nephew's business?
Hold on, I need to make sure I get it right.
Okay. Yeah, so we're gonna share that. Once we share that, then we're gonna let you guys go. But like I say, the page is on Facebook, 5926 Central. And like I said, I'm in the middle of designing it, and we'll be posting some ads and all kinds of stuff to let you keep up with the topics that we share on the site. And we want your we welcome your feedback. You ready, Sam?
Oh, no, not quite yet.
Not quite yet, okay. Oh, so while she's waiting, so this is a My Gospel Soul production, so I'll just do this little drop for you. On tomorrow night is a Busting Loose of Faith with the T-Bows. On Wednesday night it is, Wednesday morning is Sisters United, but that's live on Facebook, the Sisters United page. We have on Thursday, we have 219 The Talk at 6 p.m. It goes live on the 219 The Talk page. We also have on Friday night, again, Busting Loose and Say. Saturday, we have Fitness Evolution with none other than Trainer Ray out of the Crooked Letter, Mississippi. And then we have J.D.'s Man Cave, Educated Black Men, Educating Black Men. All right. And the lineup.
Then okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Yes. The name of his business is Genius 7 Wedding Photography. And mm-hmm. the website is Genius, the number 7, shotmywedding.com.
And let me tell you something.
Just,
go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead, Janice.
When I say gorgeous pictures and very, very professional pictures, stop using, now, I'm just going to put it out there. Stop using selfies for professional pictures. Does not work. Okay? It does not look good. Okay? Selfies won't work for everything. Selfie won't work for your wedding picture. We're going to know because we can see your arm extended out for that wedding picture. Okay? So go ahead and get a professional in there. And let me tell you something. This is the one that you want. All right? Just saying.
Yeah.
Is that it? I think we done rounded up. Go ahead and sign off for us then. Then we're gonna let these airways show.
I know, right? It was good speaking with everybody and hope to see y'all next week at the same time. Y'all have an awesome night and be safe.
Crystal has signed off, so I guess it's my turn. Hey, God bless you. We love you. Good night.